I was thinking how, going back to the expression, I have commanded, comes out even in her response to Elijah when he says, fetch me a little water in a vessel. Now, remember the condition here. And the Gentiles were to some degree being affected by the conditions in Israel. There was no rain. Now, this woman could have said to Elijah, are you asking me for water? Are you not the one who shut up the heavens so that there is no rain? But you're asking me for water? No, she did not respond that way. She was available under the command of God to meet the specific need. Now, as we talk of what is little, and we see the Philadelphian character, it's a good thing we're in Philadelphia today, little strength. I always think of the fact that when you speak of little strength, what comes to my mind is like having a container in front of you, and there it's a container of orange juice, say. And it's not very full. It's very little. And I have a bigger container on another side from which that little came. Now the chemistry, the potential, the capacity, everything that is in that little amount of orange juice is the same that is in the big container from which I drew it. And I think if we can appreciate that sense of little not being in the sense of insufficient, but little being small in our eyes, but it has the potency that's there, that is similar to all the resources that come out of heaven. Now, she has all these things. Take a note. She has all these things in order. She didn't say that I have a handful of meal tossed somewhere in the closet. Or a little cruse of oil, I'm going to have to go find it, I haven't seen it for a while. She had everything systematized, everything in order. I think that that should be a characteristic of us as believers, to have things in order so that God can use them for the development of our souls.
Amen. And there was much gain manifested later on, and I would like to bring the verse. Before that, she has this feature of gathering sticks. Although she wanted to use them to dress something, eat and die, but God changes that, because gathering sticks is one feature of the Apostle Paul. How to be able to warm the hearts of the saints of God. And I think if there's something that we are lacking in these days, because we can speak scriptural things, we can bring the word of God, but how to be able to apply the gathering of the sticks and warm the hearts of the people of God with the message, that's a challenging thing. And she was able to do that. And although he was challenging her, yet she told him, I don't have a little cake. All what I have is a handful and a little oil. But then he says, well, make me a little cake first. Just listen. Sometimes we go through difficult circumstances. But what God wants us to see, that there is a cake at the end of it. There is something that is of sweet character. There is something that all things will work together for good. There is something that God will bring us out of certain circumstances and will cause us to taste something sweet out of it. But when there was the abundance for a whole year, and I'm sure the brethren might, and it says over there, before in the end of verse 15, and she and he and her house ate a whole year. I'm impressed with that verse, and her house. Because you might think, the only two that came into the picture first was her and her son. But the scripture, when there was the abundance, it doesn't say she, he, and her son, but her house. Others were in the gain of what this woman had. And I think that's a wonderful thing to learn and to take hold of.
So we see sustenance on a daily basis based on God's grace, and based on the faith that this widow had. And I really believe that it was the same kind of faith that Elijah, the man of God, had. It's the faith that can obey God regardless. Obey God, though the circumstances says it's more logic to kind of make this cake and use the little bit of flour and a little bit of oil, and then after that, what happens, I don't know, but God command, make it first for the prophet, and they were sustained. But in from verse 17 on, we do have another problem.
Yeah.
There is not the matter of daily sustenance, but there is a death. And that issue of death was dealt with the widow as, in a way, appealing to the prophet of God. Well, why did you come here to make remembrance of my iniquity? What is that all about? And how God would remedy that death? And would that be a picture of Christ?
I think as you open that up, Brother Bassam, the first part you're seeing is the restoration of the food supply. And the man Elijah is the kind of man who can restore food in a household. He can restore food in an assembly, in a locality. And I think that that's what we need today. Persons who are able to bring food in a day of barrenness. But then when we come to the second section, it's a restoration of life. And we need to have life in our present day. We need to have life in our localities. And so here is the son, as it were, she says, you've come to slay my son. You've removed him. There's no breath in him. And I wonder if we do not get to that sphere, that kind of condition in the present day in which we find ourselves in our localities, that there seems to be lifelessness. Thank God for the tremendous number of young people today, which is a sign that there is some measure of exercise, that what has been passed on is being passed down to them, so that there is going to be some measure of continuance, so that there is life. And I trust that that's what is the concern that we bear today. You know, there is just this absence of interest and desire in spiritual things. And you begin to wonder if after our generation goes on, just what will happen. But thankful to the Lord, He has that in His hand. But it's nice to see that there is an element of young who can be entrusted, because that's the thought that Paul brings out to Timothy, to entrust to faithful men. So we trust that we have faithful young people who are prepared to be available to carry life on in the locality.